Hello everyone, my name is Anton Boyko. I am Microsoft Azure MVP, and today I want to talk with you about third-party Azure management tools. And to be honest, I want to talk about tools from a company called Celebrata, because Celebrata produce really great tools for working with Azure. So Celebrata produces some tools for managing Azure storage account, virtual machines, and so on and so on, and also a set of useful PowerShell templates, mostly oriented on different DevOps scenarios. If you want to dive deeper in this area, you can visit Celebrata.com website and obtain a little bit more information about all this stuff. And today I want to talk about Azure Explorer. It's a free tool for working with your Azure storage account, about Azure PowerShell templates for different DevOps scenarios, and also about Azure Management Studio. And now let's go and see some demos. Before we go to further demonstrations, I want to show you the Celebrata.com website. You can easily find it just typing cerebrata.com in your address bar. And on this site, if you go to products section, you will see Azure Management Studio, PowerShell, and Azure Explorer. And my first demonstration will be about Azure Explorer. I already downloaded and installed it, so let's see what this looks like. And as you can see, it looks very similar to just regular Windows Explorer. Here I have this PC, it's my local machine, and here I have another section called Azure Storage Accounts. Let's try to add new account. I need to provide account name and account key here. Let's go to the browser, go to Azure Management Portal. Storage. Here we have my favorite Azure SSD. Let's go to keys. And for now, I want to copy primary access key. Okay, it's copied. Azure SSD goes here, access key goes here. Let's test our connection. Connection successful. Okay, cool. So it's just so easy to attach a new storage account. Let's go and look what we have inside. Inside we have a bunch of containers. Let's try to create a new one, new blob container. Let's call it my demo 01. It's already taken. Okay, 02. And here we can choose an access level. For this container, private, public blob, or public container access level. Let's select public blob. Okay. My demo 02, for now it's empty. Let's upload some new file here. On my desktop, I have this file README. I'll upload it here. As you can see on my desktop, I have text content. Here I have the same 9 bytes file, content type text plain, and if I open it, I will see again test text. We can delete this file from our desktop. We can, for example, rename it in a cloud. README new. And after this, we can download it again on our desktop. And as you can see, everything works fine. So also you can see the properties of this file, and also you can see this URL. Let's copy it and paste to browser. I will zoom it. But basically, we have the same content from the browser because we choose that for container my demo 02, we will have public blob access level. Okay, let's go to our Azure Explorer. You can also browse your local machine, for example, user, GS dev, desktop. Here you can see my readme.new file on a desktop. You can create a new folder in a cloud. And you can, for example, cut this file from here and paste it to this new folder. As you can see, it disappear from here. And properties, let's copy this URL again. And go to the browser. As you can see now, this file taken from my demo 01 test readme new URL and previous URL not valid anymore. Blob not found error. Okay. So basically, that's all I want to show, and the main idea is that this product is very simple to understand, very simple to use. Also, it's free, so you can download it and start using the full functionality just in several seconds, in several clicks. And I will highly recommend you to use this program. And let's go to the next demonstration. My second demo will be about Azure PowerShell Seamless from Serverrouter. And as you can see now, I do not have any Serverrouter Seamless here in my modules list. That's why the first command I need to do when I start working with Serverrouter Seamless is add PowerShell snapping. Let's do it. Now I can hit refresh. And here I have Serverrouter Azure Management Seamless. There are a lot of PowerShell Seamless here, but I will show you only the most interesting one. For example, copy blob container. This Seamless copy just the whole blob container in a single command. Let's type copy blob container. We need to provide blob container name. We need to provide account name. We need to provide account key. And also, we need to provide target blob container name. Target storage account name. And target storage account key. Let's just do it this way. And I will just copy this name here and here, and the same for key. For this demo, I will use my Azure SSD, and I already have my storage account key here. This way. And now I just need to choose the blob container name. I have blob container name called VHDs, where I have all my VHDs. And I want to create a new copy called VHDs copy. Okay, I think we are ready and we can start it. Okay, cool, done. So, for example, let's try to use another command. Let's try to use get blob container size. It's another cool command from. It's another cool command from Celebrate.cmdats, and we need to provide name. We will choose VHD. VHD's copy. It's our new container account name. We will use name and account key. We will use our key. So in this way, I want to understand how many gigabytes allocated for my container called VHD copy. Let's run it, and as you can see, it's not in megabytes, it's almost 100 gigabytes. And what is the main idea? The main idea is when I show you the previous command copy blob container, all this copying was performed extremely fast on a server side. All those copying was performed on a side of Azure storage account. So I do not need to download this 10 gigabytes and then upload it again to my new container. I can just use copy blob container and all files will be downloaded automatically. Also, as you can see, I have like 8 files here in this new container. I assume that the same will be valid for an old container. Yes, also 8 files, also almost 100 gigabytes. So it's also very useful and very interesting command. But we can also run another command. It's called get blob storage size. We need to provide account name and we need to provide account key. Oh. And here I can see a list of all my containers. I can see a total size of each container, a number of files, I mean number of blobs in each containers, and total size of the whole storage account. It's also very interesting, very useful command, and I also highly recommend you to use it because basically, if you need to calculate all this by yourself, it's really very annoying job. So it's much more easier to use this command. Okay, let's go next. My next demo command, it's called export blob container. Let's say that I want to create a copy of blob container locally, and I can easily do it by running export blob container. I need to provide name of this container. I will not want to download this VHDS container. It's really huge. I will use static for my demo. Also, I need to provide account name and account key. And also, I need download location. I will download it locally to see to users gsdev desktop static. I will download it to my desktop in a new static folder, F5. Okay, cool. Everything seems working. Let's check. Let's go to our desktop. Yes, we have this static folder here. And if we dive inside, we see that we have this static meta file, and here we have a content of our storage container. Basically, in my study container, I have just two files, readme and wallpaper. Inside readme, I have test text. Okay, it's understandable. And wallpaper, let's open it using paint. I have some fancy wallpaper also. Okay, let's close it. And here, as I said, I have just metadata about all this container which I downloaded. So basically, I have this private access control rights, I have this container name, I have a list of blobs inside this container, like readme.txt, like wallpaper, and so on and so on. So it's just so easy to create a new copy of your storage container locally. And of course, we have an opposite command, which called import folder. So basically now we can say that we want to import a folder. We need to provide source directory. I will use not the same, but this one, because inside this second static directory I have all content which I need. So here, see user gs dev desktop static, I have two files, readme and wallpaper. And also I need to provide blob container name, for example static new. Also I need to provide account name and account key. That's all. Let's hit F5 and see what will happen. Okay, done. Let's comment out these lines and, for example, uncomment this one. Now, as you can see, we have this new static new container with the same size, a little bit more than 1 megabyte, the same size in bytes, and the same number of total blobs. So two blobs here, two blobs here. And in this way, I want to show that it's just so easy to take your folder and upload it to the cloud. But basically, it's not all. Also, you have a chmlet called backup storage account. In this way, you will be able to backup the whole storage account. I will not run this command right now because my storage account is more than 200 gigabytes and it will take really a lot to backup the whole storage account locally, but I think you will just believe me that this command will work. It will work in the same way. So, backup storage account, you need to provide account name, you need to provide account key. It's the minimum, oh no, it's not the minimum requirement. Also, you need to provide download location. This is the minimum requirement. But also, as you can see, you have a lot of other options which you can use to backup your storage account. But either way, it's just so easy. You can use one command and you can backup the whole thing. And the same, you have an opposite command, restore storage account. You need to provide the same account name. You need to provide the same account key. And also you need to provide backup file pass. Yeah. Let's check. Restore storage account. Yes. Backup file pass and account name and account key. And in this way, you can do the opposite command. You can restore the whole storage account back in the cloud. It's a very useful command for DevOps. For example, if you need to migrate data from one data center to another, or for example, if you need to migrate data from your private infrastructure based on a Hyper-V and System Center and working with Azure Pack to Azure, or vice versa, if you need to migrate from Azure all those data locally. You can easily do it just by typing backup storage account or restore storage account command. And what is the main idea behind all this demonstration? This powerful CMLS from Cerebrata for managing your Azure subscription will cost you some money. I will not give you this price right now because it can change when you will show this video, but basically you can easily find it if you will open your browser, go to Cerebrata, go to PowerShell, I mean product PowerShell, and go to purchase. So for now it will cost you a little bit more than $100, but basically it will save you a really a lot of time. So I will highly recommend you to buy this PowerShell CMDS because, as I said not once in a single time, it will really save you a lot of time. And for now, let's go to the next demonstration. In my third demonstration, I will show you how to work with Azure Management Studio. So for now, as you can see, I already started this application, and on the start page, I can see a series of simple steps how I can connect my Azure Management Studio to my Azure subscription. So, first step, I need to download my published setting file from Microsoft Azure. I will copy this shortcut. I will go to the browser and open new in private tab. I do it just because I have some specific browser settings and I will be unable to show you this demonstration using regular browser mode. For now, I need to log in to my Azure subscription using the same credentials as I provide in all my demonstration, boykoand@live.com, and my secure password. And now I need to choose which subscription I want to use. I want to use this one, and I click Submit button. And now I will be able to download publish profile for this subscription. Let's save it. Okay. And let's go back to Azure Management Studio. Now I need to click on File, Import, Publish Settings. File, Import, Publish Settings. Here in Download folder, I have my Publish Settings profile. Open. And now I just need to verify subscription ID, subscription friendly name, my connection group, which will be created, but by default I have this my connection group already created, so I'm okay with it, and I can also check connect automatically. Now, as you can see, I imported my subscription here. And here I can see a list of services which are available for my subscription. And for example, if we go to virtual machines, if we expand it, we can see a lot of virtual machines. And this with green icon, as you can see, in state ready, Linux 01 VM, power state started, ready, instance size small, with one single operational system disks, a disk, and also with two data disks. And here I can see a list of endpoints. So this is a dashboard of my virtual machine, which are up and running. And also I have the same dashboard for virtual machine which are not running, but I have this little start button here, the same as stop and restart here. And I can manage all these virtual machines just from this single tool. Also, I can see my affinity groups, I can see my storage accounts and cloud services. For example, inside my favorite Azure SSD storage account, I can see tables, queues, block containers, storage analytics and diagnostics. Let's expand block containers. As you can see, we have a lot of block containers which I used on my previous demonstration. For example, let's go to static new. And inside static new, we have readme file. And inside this readme file, we have test text. Also, we have our wallpaper. I will open it again using Paint. Here, as you can see, the same fancy Azure wallpaper. Also, I can go to VHDs container and see all my VHDs. I can download them. I can copy blob URL, for example, for static container. For wallpaper, I can copy blob URL, go to my browser, paste this URL, and voila, I can see this wallpaper here. Also, for example, if I will switch permission from public to private, I will be able to generate signed URL. Let's say that I want it to be valid from 1st January. To 1st February. Next. And I can copy it. Let's go again to our browser. If I hit F5, I will be unable to access this wallpaper, but if I'll paste here my shared access signature, voila, I am able to see it. And also, as you can see, I have this URL here. I have only queries string for this URL here. And also I have some example for C#, how I can use this shared access signature inside my C# project. Let's switch it back to public blob. Also, as you can see, I can upload file or I can upload folder, and the same I can use for download. I can download the whole folder static, for example, for my desktop. Let's check. Inside this static folder, I have the same readme and the same wallpaper. Yeah, my favorite for sure. Okay, so let's go back. What also we have here? We have a very nice tool to work in with table storage queues, but we do not cover this in this module. I just want to say that it's a really good tool to work with tables and queues. But let's switch to application groups, and I want to show another interesting feature of Azure Management Studio. You can easily create your application group. First, you need to name it. Let's name it my my fancy app. Next, and now I need to choose which cloud services will be in this group. Let's choose this one. Next, and which storage account, for example, this one and this one. Create application group. Now, inside my application group, I can easily manage my cloud service and my storage accounts, and in this way I can easily understand for which purpose or for which application I have this cloud service, these files, and so on and so on. For example, I can connect new storage account to my application group by providing account name, account key. I can dive a little bit deeper inside, for example, this cloud service. I can see that this cloud service, Azure File Demo, consists of four roles. Each of these roles is represented by Linux VM. Two of them are running now, and two of them are deallocated now. I mean, stopped and deallocated. And the same functionality for storage account. Like, I can expand blob containers, and I can see all my blob containers here. Also, I can, for example, reboot my virtual machine from here. And it's also kind of nice feature, but basically, for example, reimage and connect are will be more interesting for a Windows virtual machine, because Connect will download an RDP file, and reimage is also interesting only for cloud services like web and worker roles which are worked over Windows machine. But basically we can use reboot here, and as I mentioned earlier, for example, we can stop our virtual machines, we can restart our virtual machines, we can see a list of disks. For example, if we need to detach this disk, we can easily select it and click on detach button. Also, we can add new disk here, we can add a new empty disk, we can add new existing disk. We can work with our endpoints here. I don't know, we already have both, but okay, I don't know. We can type something like this. Something like this. We can choose protocol TCP or UDP. So this tool is almost the same as Azure portal, but this tool has in some ways a little bit more functionality, in some ways a little bit less functionality, but my favorite is working with blob containers. As I show you, I can easily download the whole container, I can easily upload the whole folder, I can easily generate signed URL, I can also take snapshots, I can also, for example, export list of blobs. Let's show it on this container. For example, export list of blobs to my desktop. Save. And let's open it with a notepad. No. Let's open it with Notepad++. Yeah. So as you can see, it's a regular comma separated value file, and I have a list of all my files inside blob container, inside a blob container here. It's also kind of useful. And I also will recommend this tool because, as I said, for all previous server tools, it will also cure you from a lot of annoying pain, which you can face without using these tools. So that was all I want to show to you about Cervata management tool. And before we will finish, I will just go again to Cervata portal and show that today we talk about three products. The first one is Azure Explorer. It's a free tool for working with Azure Blob Storage. The second one is PowerShell CMDLets for managing your Azure subscription. And the third one is Azure Management Studio. It's a very powerful, very rich application also for working with your Azure subscription. For now, that's all, and thank you for watching.